1 Kings chapter 3. If God were to say to you, "Ask whatever you want me to give you," what would you ask him? We must recognize that our prayers usually become a long list of requests to meet our needs or solve our problems or those of our loved ones. Is that why God was so pleased that Solomon would only ask for wisdom? Wisdom cannot be acquired simply by reading books. Knowledge is one thing, and wisdom is a very different one. Wise people continue to doubt themselves, and that's part of what makes them wise. Wisdom must be distinguished from being cunning, which often passes as wisdom. Wise people talk less, are silent more, and listen more than those lacking wisdom. If we do not seek wisdom in the Word of God and through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we will learn it from our mistakes and failures rather than successes. Solomon received it from God in asking for it. He expressed his humility and recognized his own limitations. And let us not forget that Solomon himself, many years later, revealed to us the secret. How does a man become wise? The first step is to trust and reverence the Lord. After reading and rereading this passage, I ask you again, what would you ask the Lord? Come close and seek him.